with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Vatican has announced the schedule for the final rites for the late Pope Francis. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen reports.
It all kicks off tomorrow when the coffin of Pope Francis, an open casket, will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica, and it will lie there in state for mourners and the faithful to come and see his body and pay their respects until Saturday morning, when the funeral will happen at 10 a.m. local time. It will take place in St. Peter's Basilica. There will be dignitaries, heads of state from across the world. Pope Francis will then not be buried in the Vatican. He has said that he wants to actually be buried in quite a simple ceremony on the other side of Rome at the Basilica Santa Maria Maggiore.
The Pope died yesterday at age 88 after a stroke. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin removes over 500 criminal, illegal immigrants and gang members off Virginia streets. Reporter Bernie Bennett has this story.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is delivering on his promise to prioritize public safety and uphold the rule of law. In a significant victory for the Trump administration's agenda, Youngkin announced that the state's newly established Homeland Security Task Force has arrested more than 500 criminal illegal immigrants, including over 130 with known gang affiliations. According to Youngkin, of the 521 arrests made since the task force started in February, 132 are affiliated with gangs such as MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other transnational organized crime organizations and criminal gangs. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump said Tuesday he has no plans to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell just days after a statement said he'd like to terminate the head of the U.S. Central Bank. This is SRN News. Nine Christians arrested in China.
They were holding house church services and also handing out Bibles to anyone that wanted one. Those acts are against the law in China, where the Communist Party would like to stamp out Christianity altogether. The nine believers face multi-year prison sentences and large fines. China is in the midst of a broad crackdown on religious faith that is designed to sublimate all belief systems to the government, even as it seeks to expand its influence around the world. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Mississippi Supreme Court upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly two years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her gender identity. A judge denied the petition in 2023, citing the teen's lack of maturity. The Mississippi Supreme Court agreed. This is SRN News. Stocks rebounded from big losses.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street, making back the ground they lost a day earlier. The S&P 500 rose 2.5% Tuesday. That came after several big companies reported results that were well ahead of what markets were expecting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1,016 points. It's about 2.7%. The Nasdaq Composite also added 2.7%. Equifax, 3M, and PulteGroup all rose sharply after releasing earnings that easily beat forecasts. The value of the dollar also stabilized a day after sliding against the euro and other competitors. Long-term treasury yields held steadier in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Vice President J.D. Vance has called for greater collaboration with India in sectors such as defense, energy, and technology. Both nations made incremental progress on negotiations for a bilateral trade deal by fall. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.